What's the biggest challenge for New South Wales players tonight in this atmosphere?
In this atmosphere, I would say sticking to what works for you and what you practice all week. It's quite easy to get caught up in the occasion, the atmosphere, and I guess the emotion as well. So I think they would have spoken about Queensland talking about their start so much, and it's going to come out like a bit of an onslaught. So they would have spoken about the first 20 minutes specifically and what they need to do.
New South Wales won by 8 points in game one, 14-6. Do you think they were a much better side than that score reflected?
Yes and no. I thought they had the opportunity to score more points. I thought they probably didn't go as lateral as I would have liked to see him go in certain instances, but I guess Luke Lewis and that were playing too well on the edges. I would like to see him probably score another 6 points to convince me they're going to win here tonight, but look, you can only hope and pray they do win. But I like Queensland with the limited opportunities they had. They could still convert points. If Cameron Smith doesn't get a double movement, then it's a different ball game, but we'll wait and see, I guess.
Can you remember well the first time you played here for New South Wales?
Yes, yeah, I can clearly, and we actually got beaten and then we came back up and won the series, and that was in 2005. So it's what you face and the adversity you face as far as the crowd and that, it's actually a motivation. And traditionally, especially when I started playing, Suncourt was a relatively new surface and an amazing venue to play at, so it was very exciting. And I know a lot of the current Blues still like playing here.
All right, let's have a quick look at the two teams. Now, New South Wales, they're without Jared Hayne. The well-documented issues for Blake Ferguson, he won't be there. And James Tarmo in the front row, also missing. So a disrupted preparation.
Yeah, disrupted preparation, particularly early, but two contrasting styles, I guess, as far as the replacements go in to replace their men. You've got a Nathan Merritt that I think we gain as far as making the most of opportunities around the ruck late in the game. With Nathan Merritt, he's almost like a second fullback, but I guess you might lose a little bit with the size in bringing the ball back in early plays. And same can be said about Dugan. You lose that little bit playing out the back of decoy plays with Jared Hayne playing three on twos down the short side or whatever it may be. But in saying that, you get Dugan carting the ball back, who's an amazing ball runner as well. So that's why I say I probably don't think New South Wales will play as laterally again. They'll try to go through the middle and expose Queensland around the ruck.
Mark, on Queensland, no Dave Shillington, no Ashley Harrison. Now, they've always spoken about sticking solid, the Queenslanders, after a loss. They haven't this time. Neither of those players is injured, but they've made a call, the selectors, to drop them. Did that surprise you?
It did a bit. Yeah, it did. I think if it went along the lines as to what they were preaching, that it was succession planning, I think they would have done it last year. To do it this year, and particularly after loss, maybe as a knee-jerk reaction. But look, Papali, I think, is a great addition. I think he will add some impact off the bench. He'll create a bit of second phase play, and, you know, he's a tough player. He'll play well. So, look, at the end of the day, I've always thought New South Wales have had a better forward pack, particularly the last few years. It's just we haven't had the combinations and the time together to make the most of our opportunities.
All right, put you on the spot here. A player, a couple of players who can come up with a clutch play tonight and produce the goods. Maybe one from Queensland, one from New South Wales.
Look, it'd be hard to go past Jonathan Thurston, but I actually like... the biggest games I'm predicting from is Billy Slater, Cameron Smith. I think just reading into their body language post-game, they were hurting really badly, and I know they take a hell of a lot of pride out of their performances, them too, and particularly a lot of onus on how the state performs. For us, I think Bird and Lewis and Hoffman, our back rowers, are a key element in getting forward and creating a little bit of second phase play. And look, I hope Dugan plays well, and obviously Maloney and Pierce need to replicate the kicking game to really nullify Slater.
Mark Gasnier, good to talk to you. Good to see you up here, mate. Enjoy the game. Thanks for talking to us on Grandstand.
My pleasure. Enjoy.